In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Gospel today indeed feels very well about pride. When you see how St. Paul brags about everything that he did, that's not pride, of course. And yet, I am better than others, he says. Pride is the first of the capital sins, the worst of them. At the same time, it's the root of the other and the consequence of the other. The captain of the capital sin. You are proud. I know it. I am proud. I am proud of that. Pride is a cancer of the soul. Something that we have really to erase quickly, if not metastases are going to go all over the place. And it is very difficult to remove. There's two ways by which pride invades our heart, according to your temper, according to your personality. Some of us, our pride is such that I am, I think, to be at the center of the world. And everything goes around me, or should go around you, because nothing goes around you, don't worry. But you think so. And you think that your will is the will of God. Your will is the will of everybody. And anything you do, I do, is me. Everybody I love them if they say what I want to hear. If they are the mirror of myself. If anybody is not like me, out. That's a temptation for highlights, you know? When we know so much, when we are given so much gifts, and you do, you have received so much gifts. We think, or we might think, that we are above all the other people in town, all the churches. We are not. That's the first form of pride. The second one, is more subtle. We know that we cannot be God. We know that we are not the best of the best. But this form of pride is to think that I don't need anybody. I don't need anybody. I am my own master. And therefore, I live independently from anybody in the world. I try to stay away from others. I am good by myself. The Curé of Ars was very intense on that. We say to God, he says, that we are independent of anything, that we are self-sufficient. It comes around. This form of pride is the most dangerous of all. Because it destroys even what is holy. The evil angel, Lucifer, remember, is the most intelligent of all angels. He knew. He knew he could not be like God. He's not crazy, not at all. But he could not admit that he had to obey to God. I had to be independent. I refused to obey. That is the worst part of pride. I want to be on my own. How do we make the difference between pride and self-love that is good? God asks us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. That if we do not have a self-esteem, if you don't understand how beautiful we are, how gifted we are, how blessed we are, how can we live? How can we give grace to God? We have to realize that. And that treasure that we have, that is given to us, we cannot hide it. We need to use it. You need to put it as a service of others. That's what St. Paul says in his orphans. So how do I make the difference between pride, self-esteem, self-love, good one, and pride? Egoism is what? Am I an egoist, self-centered, the one that everything is about me? Who do I think about in the morning? Who do I care for? What is my first feeling that I desire? Is that my family? Or that's me? I don't know what to say, independence. Can I say thank you? Can I ask for help? Can I say I don't know? And pride is placing itself everywhere. Perfectionism, you know? What is your defect, as we ask as an interview, you know? What is your worst defect? I am a perfectionist. I always want to do things perfectly. That's a form of pride. False humility. Oh, I'm worth nothing. Not true. We think differently, we lie. Excessive, inordinate mortifications. Another form of pride. Why do we do mortification? For the glory of God? For the will of God? Or that everybody can see that I do? That I am able to fulfill this challenge, this program. I did it, and I tell people after. I did this and that program. Last year, 2 years, 3 years in a row. Do you know how holy I am? St. Teresa of Avila was saying that in the monastery, jealousy and pride were the two evil that goes all over the place. Susceptibility, self-esteem, sensibility. With pride, we always try to justify ourselves, to say, I am right. I am right, right? But you know, all the time. I am unable to forgive. Even so, unable to apologize. Cassian, the famous monk, father of the monastic life, give a description of pride. Listen to it. That's my description. A powerful person speaks with a loud voice or bitter silences. Immoderate, loud laugh. Unreasonable and heavy sadness. Harsh answers. He is impatient. He has no charity, no kindness. He is outrageous toward the weak ones. But when he comes to the strong one, he is weak with the strong. He is always disobedient in some way or another. We never do the thing as he's supposed to. unless he will agree only if he agree, if he obey only if he personally agree with what is asked. That's not obedience. He is incapable to receive any advice because he knows. Incapable technically to modify his will. But insistent to modify the will of others. Trying to impose his own determination to everyone around him. End of the quote. And no, I was not talking about your husband or about your wife. I'm speaking about you, about me. That's what we do. That's how it happens. So what can we do? What can we do to fight against this stupid pride that is so ingrained in our life? Well, the first thing is to practice the opposite virtue, of course. That will be the seventh cure of every sin, of the seven to sin. Practice the opposite virtue. And the virtue that we have to practice is humility. And humility is a gift. It's a gift from God. Therefore, the first way to get humble, to become humble, is to pray, to ask for it. And to ask for it is to recognize that you don't have it. That's already a big thing, to get on our knees and to be, I need to be humble, my Lord, make me humble. Prayer. But a virtue is the conclusion of the multiplication of acts of the virtue. And because we act always humbly, that I act humbly. That when you act quotidianly, always with pride, the sin, the capital sin, comes to our soul. Humility is more than human. You know, we need the grace of God. Humility doesn't consist in hiding our talent or our skills. Not at all. Be proud of your talents. You have talents. It's incredible. A lot of them. But stay humble. Stay humble because you recognize, as St. Paul says, you know, I have a lot of talents. I've even been able to see heavens. Do you imagine that? To be able to have been chosen by God to have a vision of God Himself, a glance of what heaven is. I didn't have that. And yet He said, I have so many graces. I've been so much blessed that God put this temptation in my flesh. I asked to get rid of that thing. No. It keeps you humble. It keeps you humble. Thanks be to God. That's what we need to say every day for everything. Thanks be to God. Whatever happened, thanks be to God. God is good. All the time. St. Francis of Sales says that pride dies in us a quarter after our death. That's discouraging. So what can we do? Is that the case? Why should I fight? You know, why should I do anything about it? Is that the case? Because it is wonderful. Only in God are we going to put our love at the right place. When we are going to see God and to be able to love Him, such no pride can die now. Let God
make us humble. Let the Blessed Virgin Mary give a hand in our journey. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.